Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Liz Ripley, a conservation and cover crop specialist for Iowa Learning Farms, about their upcoming wetland and cover crop field day. So Liz, as a conservation and cover crop specialist for Iowa Learning Farms, can you begin by talking a little bit about your position and what it entails?
Absolutely. So the Iowa Learning Farms is based on campus at Iowa State University. We've been around since 2004, and our goal is to build a culture of conservation by working with farmers and landowners, researchers and scientists, and hosting events much like the one we're going to on November 22nd to discuss some of the research that's been done around conservation practices to help farmers and landowners make the transition to successfully implementing these practices on their farm without fear of losing profit or yield or having big snafus as they try these new practices.
And that's a great lead-in to the next question, which is with the Iowa Learning Farms, you're partnering with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship to put on a field day on Tuesday, November 22nd in Keota. Who is invited to this event and what can they expect from it?
So this event is free and open to the public. It's mainly targeted to farmers and landowners, but also those that are interested in learning about these practices as they may advise folks who would be implementing either cover crops or maybe are interested in implementing a wetland on their property. So it's free, again, open to the public. Anyone's welcome to attend, and to help encourage folks to come over their noon hour, we are offering a free meal as well.
And who did you say was going to be speaking at this event?
So we're going to kick things off at the Country Club there, just east of Keota on the east side there, with Denny Lyle. He is a farmer in the Keokuk County area, and he actually has a newly constructed wetland on his property. So he's going to talk a little bit about that process as well as how he's incorporated cover crops in his system as well as no-till for corn and soybeans. And we also have some folks from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship like Shane Wolf, who is going to talk about how that project that in terms of the wetland on Denny's property came to be through the Water Quality Initiative Program. And so folks can learn a little bit more about that program and different opportunities to consider a wetland on their property. I'll wrap things up by sharing some of our cover crop research. So over the past 10, 15 years or so, we've done some on-farm research demonstration trials looking at cover crops in a long-term no-till system with both corn and soybeans. So I'll share the results of that project and also one where we looked at different cover crop species and their impact on crop yields as well as water quality. So folks can definitely tune in to those research reports, and I'll have those on hand so they can share them with folks that maybe couldn't join us that day. So there's a lot of great information going to be shared, and I really hope that folks turn out, if nothing else, to join us for that free meal and learn a little bit about these wetland and cover crop programs.
Circling back to that idea of wetlands, I'm fascinated by that idea because I just assume, you know, when I think wetland, I think of things that are naturally there. So this idea of installing a wetland is pretty foreign to me. What does that process look like?
Yeah, so wetlands are incredibly important ecosystems on our landscape. They not only help us clean and filter our water, they provide some flood storage, and they also provide critical habitat. So when we talk about restoring wetlands, we're typically looking for areas that maybe had previously been a wetland or could be a good candidate for becoming a wetland due to tile drainage in the area. So it could be, you know, kind of the low point of the watershed where we could surface that tile drainage water from the drainage area and get those water quality enhancement benefits. So there's naturally occurring microbes living in our wetlands. So once that water starts to flow in and saturates that soil, those microbes are pretty amazing. They switch from breathing oxygen, much like we do, to breathing in nitrate and then breathing out dinitrogen gas or N2 gas, which is the majority of our atmosphere. So they're naturally occurring and they really help us improve our water quality by putting these wetlands back where we can kind of surface tile drainage and get those benefits.
And I think that most Iowa farmers can agree that water quality is a particularly big issue, especially recently.
Yeah, and so water quality and water quantity are definitely both on the forefront of folks' mind. And so these practices help with both of those. So they can improve water quality by keeping the nutrients out of our lakes, rivers, and streams and headed downstream to the Gulf of Mexico. But they can also help store and retain some of that water as we continue to face drier conditions.
again, the event is November 22nd, but if there's someone who is not able to attend this event, is there anywhere that they can get more information on these wetlands, on the nutrient reduction strategy, or the water quality initiative?
Yeah, so if folks want to check out things online, they can always visit our website. That's iowalearningfarms.org. We have some great webinars. We host those every week on Wednesday at noon. We have some archive virtual field days as well as print materials. But if folks are looking to talk to someone face-to-face, I encourage them to visit their local Natural Resources Conservation Service office, so the NRCS. There's one located in every county, typically the county seat. And so those folks are your local technical experts. They can provide free advice and technical guidance. And they are also the ones to go to if you are interested in some cost share. So if you're looking to try a new practice for the first time, there's likely some resources to help you both financially and technically to make sure that that transition goes as smoothly as possible.
All right. Well, Liz, I really want to thank you for your time. Once again, the event is November 22nd from noon to 2 p.m. at the Lagos Acres Golf and Country Club, and it is the Wetland and Cover Crop Field Day. If individuals are interested in attending, how can they RSVP for this field day?
They can give me a call at 515-294-5429, or they can send me an email. That's ilf@iastate.edu. And for both of those contact informations, they can simply check us out at iowalearningfarms.org. And if folks are going to join us, they're going to be entered into a drawing to win a free bottle of ISU Prairie Strips honey, which I can speak from personal experience is very delicious. So I hope folks come on out and join us on the 22nd.
That was Liz Ripley joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their upcoming Wetland and Cover Crop Field Day. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.